Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fifth installment of Perspectives on Challenges. There's another famous story in Sefer Bereishis in the book of Genesis from which we can learn for these purposes, and that is the encounter between Jacob, Yaakov, and Esav. We know, of course, that after Yaakov obtained the blessings from Esav, Esav was very upset when Isaac went and gave those blessings to Jacob, and Esav swore to kill his brother Yaakov. Yaakov flees, goes to the house of his uncle Laban, and ultimately he leaves Laban's home, and it seems that he's on a collision course with Esav and his camp. And we're told that he was very concerned about this. And the verse reads, Vayira Yaakov ma'od vayetzer lo. Yaakov was very frightened, and he planned, and he was concerned, and he split up the people into two camps. Now, the Ramban over here famously describes that we learn there are three approaches that need to be taken when our nation is in danger. We see that Yaakov made practical plans. He split up the camp. It could be that he split up the camp because whichever camp Esav would attack, the other camp could escape. There is some discussion in the commentators that perhaps the intent of splitting up the camp was whichever camp Esav would attack, the other camp would loop around and ambush Esav from behind. So it's more of a military twist. The first approach is more of a safety twist. So, but that's one thing that he did. He made practical plans. He did send gifts to Esav. The Ramban says sometimes when our nation is in danger, appeasement is what makes sense. And finally, of course, Yaakov davens to God that God should help protect him. But what's meant in this opening word of this verse, Vayira, that Yaakov was afraid? So the simple way to understand the verse is Yaakov said to himself, wow, I'm really scared. I need to make some plans. And that's the simple way to understand it. The Gemara famously says that when Yaakov was afraid, he was afraid, Shema Garma Chait, that maybe there was something that he sinned with, that perhaps he sinned in some way, and that's why this danger was befalling him. And the commentary Medrash Shmuel makes a fascinating point. He says, if someone were to say that Yaakov prepared in three ways, in military planning, in appeasement, and in prayer, they'd be getting it wrong. Yaakov prepared in four ways, because the message of Vayira Yaakov, he was concerned because of his sin. The message of that is he assessed if there was anything for which he had to do tshuva, if there was anything for which he had to repent. It's an interesting thing to think about. A lot of times, we find ourselves in concerning situations. Again, it could be on the national level, it could be on the personal level. What a powerful thing it is when those things happen to ask oneself, is there anything I can be doing better? Is there anything I should be doing better? We all have things that we kind of keep in the back of our mind. You know, I really wish I did more of that or less of that. So imagine if we pick up the newspapers and we hear, heaven forbid, that there's some calamity for Jews somewhere in the world, not even directly affecting us. Imagine if at that moment we say, we have to pray for our brothers and sisters. It could be we have to pursue diplomatic efforts on behalf of our brothers and sisters, maybe through political channels here in our country. But imagine if we also would say, and we have to figure out how we can be better people as a merit that things should go well for our brothers and sisters. That's a very significant thing. And by the way, so many times when there are others who have needs, we feel so empty, there's so little, what are we going to do already? This is something very potent that we can do, very powerful that we can do. And if it's true, when it's somebody somewhere among the Jewish people, all the more so when it's something directly in our lives. And that's a lesson we see from Yaakov Avinu. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.